1966. Barbara and Eugene's Belgravia flat, living room day. The cozy living room of Barbara and Eugene's Belgravia flat is filled with packed suitcases and travel essentials scattered about. Barbara, a vibrant woman in her early 30s, moves around the room, meticulously folding clothes and placing them into suitcases. Eugene sits on the couch, engrossed in an auction catalogue. Barbara glances over at Eugene, a playful smile on her face. Barbara, Eugene, are you sure you're not more interested in those art books than helping me pack? Eugene looks up from his book, a twinkle in his eyes. Eugene, cheekily, well, my dear, I find the study of art lore just as fascinating as the practicalities of packing. Do you realize that art is basically an unregulated investment not subject to regular taxes and tariffs? Besides, you've always had an impeccable knack for organizing. Barbara playfully throws a pair of socks in Eugene's direction, which he catches with a laugh. Barbara, flashing a mischievous grin. Oh, so I'm the packing expert now, am I? Watch out, or I might leave you behind. Eugene chuckles and sets his book aside, standing up to join Barbara in the packing process. Eugene, all right, I surrender. Where do you want me? Barbara hands him a stack of folded clothes. Barbara, here, take these and put them in Joe's suitcase, and make sure to leave some space for his toys. You know how he hates being separated from them. Eugene nods, taking the clothes from Barbara and carefully placing them in Joe's suitcase. Eugene, affectionately, I'll make sure everything fits, just as you like it. And what about little Sarah's things? Barbara walks over to a nearby drawer and begins gathering tiny clothes, pacifiers, and other baby essentials. Barbara. Oh, Sarah and her tongue-sucking. We need to bring enough pacifiers to last the entire flight. I don't want her throwing a tantrum mid-air. Eugene smiles, watching Barbara with adoration as she fusses over their youngest child. Eugene, she's growing up so fast, isn't she? I can't believe she's already two. Barbara's expression softens and she glances at Sarah, who is playing on the floor, her thumb firmly planted in her mouth. Barbara, I know, it feels like just yesterday she was a tiny newborn. Time flies, doesn't it? Eugene, soon enough we'll be back in America, surrounded by loved ones. Barbara looks up at Eugene, her eyes shimmering with love and gratitude. Barbara, our little adventures here in London have been unforgettable, but there's nothing quite like the embrace of family back home. They share a tender moment, holding each other close, before returning to the task of packing. Fade out.